should have just said, fuck this, I'm leaving. Left about 6:30 or something instead, but here we are. But yeah, it's still kind of light out. That's great. I mean, it's like gray sky. Like, it looks, you know, foggy and overcast. Shitty. But whatever. Played a little Hotline Miami 2 after we finished the podcast. I don't know if I'm going to like that game. It seems very, 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 very similar to the previous game, which I liked, but I don't know that I want necessarily more levels of that, I guess. I don't know. It just seemed like a more difficult take on the first game or something. It's like, here you go. This is for people that... It seems like it's very clearly for people who, like, obsessively finished the first game or something like that. Because it's just, like, out of the gate, like, here you go! Like, it still has a form of a tutorial, but... Soundtrack seems really good. I don't know. Just all the story stuff, you know, I played a few levels. Just the story stuff just seems so, like,
guy needs me to back up.
Okay. I'm going to back up a bit here. So this truck that is trying to make this turn can make this turn. Right? Okay, yeah, all right. Fuck you, asshole. You're the one in the big truck trying to fucking take a fucked up turn. Yell at me. And there's a guy on a Razor scooter, so that's continuing to happen. I guess the thing for Hotline Miami, and you know, is that I have no interest in the scoring mechanics of it. You know, the whole, like, and it's got a combo system and, you know, just, like, the variety bonus and the grades it would give you at the end of the level in the first game. Like, that's not interesting to me. That doesn't make me want to replay levels or anything like that, so.
on us. Beat nuts and magic war, we the shit.
Yeah, they're making another Tron movie. There was talk about a month ago from Giorgio Moroder talking about how he was doing songs for a Tron video game and that Skrillex was going to be involved with him in that. But if they're going to start shooting the movie in October, it's probably pretty early for him to have music for a video game. So I'm guessing that they're doing the soundtrack for the movie. That sounds like a cool, like, collaboration, you know, Moroder and Skrillex. All these people are getting in this other lane, and there's this guy on a bike, and I... Oh. It's like they want to have fucking people in cars hit people on bikes with the way some of these streets are set up. I don't know what you do with a third Tron movie. Like, plot-wise, like... I mean... They could take the time to, like, totally... do a new version of Computer World, of the grid, that's appropriate for, like, modern computing. If you think about it, like, the world they went into in the second one, you know, was still running on some old-ass computer. That Jeff Bridges was trapped in, but... But also, you could probably say that it, you know, large parts of it could take place in the real world, too. Now that they're taking computer people out of the computer... set up some fucking weird bullshit where the fucking only, you know, the internet is fucked up and Jeff Bridges is the only person that can fucking save it, so they've got to plug the fucking... that old-ass machine back in and fucking try to reassemble Jeff Bridges. Good Jeff Bridges, not evil Jeff Bridges. But then they end up having to make a deal with evil Jeff Bridges and the fucking bad guys that lets them get out. You know, raise the stakes that way. By giving Clue and the... and those programs reign over parts of the internet. Fucking see the world come crashing down and all that sort of stuff. I don't know. It's... I don't know that bringing back the fucking... exact struggle from the second movie is the right move, because... second movie, look, I liked it. I would not call it great. St. Patty's Weekend with Mia Malkovy here at this gentleman's establishment, March 13th and 14th. Is that St. Patrick's Day? I don't even know what it is. Is that this week? Or I guess this weekend, I guess, right? Jeez. Where does the time go?
stop being good when I turn them into hoes. Dreams stop being dreams when I turn them into goals. Big was the first one that had it, then I saw Nas chain, man, that was Illmatic. Then I saw Kanye's hanging from his gold necklace. The Ye gave me mine, I show you my work ethic. Mom had that hoopty that she ran in the dirt. Used to pick me up from school, man, right after work. Now she rolling up in that caddy like she coming to church. She asked why I rock all this gold, cause I'm coming in first. Got the streets behind me like I was staring in the rear view. Used to have to take showers standing in the mildew. Now I'm in the penthouse, look at what a meal do. Looking in the mirror and I'm still you. I'm still you. Got my first chain. Feel like I got my first chain, I be stunned. Stunned like I got my first chain, I be stunned.
Digitize people into modern computers in this movie. You know, you think about the grid as it's represented in the original Tron and kind of, you know, how they update it for the second movie. Like, they're trying to recreate or trying to create a reality based on video games of the 80s, you know? Black background, bright neon, you know, just rasters. So if you put them into modern computers and then thus base the look off of modern video games, would they just be in brown military worlds? Just get fucking beamed into fucking Gears of War. they all become Disney Infinity figures in the movie? Is it just like one big tie-in? Oh, God. Put your father's soul into this toy. You can put this toy on this platform and boom. Oh.
Donkey Kong, there are different levels and four different screens. At the first level, two screens are used. At the second level, three screens are used. Four screens are used at the next level. If you get past this level, each successive level adds one more screen. However, the original four types of screens in which they appear will be changed randomly. The object of Donkey Kong is to save the damsel in distress, the terrible Kong. I will now proceed with my descriptions of each of the four different screens and the important techniques involved in getting through each of them. This game uses a joystick to move you up and down, right or left, and a jump button with which you can jump over obstacles that appear. The jump button by itself simply lifts you up and lands you in the same space. To jump and move to the right or left, you will need to move the joystick in the desired direction while pushing the jump button at the same time.
Whoa.
The first screen is the barrel jumping screen. Kong rolls the barrels at you, and the object of this screen is to avoid the barrels while you try to reach the girl. Timing is the all-important key to making it up a ladder without a barrel falling at you. When you reach the top of a ladder, you are safe. As long as you keep a hand on the top of the ladder, no barrels can harm you. This is important to remember, so you begin on the left and run over to the right and go up the first ladder. You'll be on the second
ladder. I was never able to get the positioning right on the whole, like,
climb up and jump a barrel.
You know, keep one hand on the ladder and the barrels roll right through you type
stuff. Climb to the top and wait.
I never...
Wait for the barrel to pass by you. Just as it passes, run over to the next ladder and wait again. Just as the next barrel passes, climb quickly to the top of the ladder and wait again. If you time your climbing of the ladder in this way, you will be able to make it to the top before another barrel comes out and falls on you. So you attempt to climb between barrels. Now, when you get to the level just below Kong, there will be a small hammer at the top on the far left. You will want to go up the ladder on the far left so that you will be able to climb up and get the hammer. The hammer is very valuable because you can smash barrels with it. Smashing barrels gives you anywhere from 3 to 6 times as many points as simply jumping over the barrels. However, whenever you have the hammer, you can no longer jump or climb. You can only smash the barrels. Now, when you get to the top of the ladder under the hammer will be above you, and you will have to jump to get it. The hammer is timed, so use it quickly and efficiently, and on this screen or any other of the screens, whenever an extra point piece appears, such as a purse or an umbrella, be sure to get those points. Once you have the hammer, try to make your way across the screen to the ladder under the lady. When the hammer runs out, climb up to the top, wait there safely as the barrels pass, and then run to the left of the next ladder, and you'll be under the lady. Wait for the barrels to pass, and you'll be able to climb up the ladder and get to the girl. Kong will then carry her off, and the next screen will appear. The object of screen 2 is to get the building to cave in. There are 8 yellow pieces that hold the building together. There are 4 levels with 2 yellow pieces on each. You must destroy these pieces in order to win. When you walk over the pieces, they disappear. When you walk over them again, you must jump over that space you created before, or else you will fall in and die. So you must go up one side and down to the other, avoiding fireballs as you go. As you zigzag your way across the screen level by level, be sure to time your moves across and begin your climb just after a fireball passes. That way, you'll have time to climb between the fireballs. Remember, you are safe at the top of each ladder. There are 2 hammers and 5 fireballs at this level, and 3 bonus point pieces on the screen, so you'll need to use at least one of the hammers to make your way through and get a lot of points. When you get the hammer, the fireballs turn from red to blue, and that's when you can destroy them. When the hammer runs out, the fireballs turn back to red.
Bitch, I see. Bitch, you know I know you.
That file just cuts off, man. He doesn't even talk about the elevators or the fucking pie factory.
Last time I saw you, you was grooved up, ready to pull.
I'm gonna have to buy a copy of that on vinyl. So I can hear the whole thing, you know? Hear the rest of these hot strats.
And then there's ongoing stuff like the fucking patchouli oil. What the fuck? Hang on. If you shit in your pants or you vomit all over yourself, they wouldn't let you in here. They go, your pants are full of poop. Go home. But you can put on patchouli oil, which smells worse than shit and vomit combined. And then go get laid at Bumbershoot? What the fuck? That's not fair! Hey there, trust fund hippies! Are you too busy not to bathe? Then splash on some patchouli oil. You'll smell like dirt that's been fucked by a hobo. Goddamn hippies. I was visiting San Francisco like a year ago, and I wanted to rent a moped, a gay-ass fucking moped! A gay fucking moped that a little fucking marshmallow man could ride around on. Whee! But you can't rent them in San Francisco anymore without a motorcycle license. You know why? Because hippies fucking took them off the market. Because people were getting hurt. Whee! Actually, not hippies. The asshole children of hippies that now want to restrict everything. You can't rent mopeds. So instead, in San Francisco, you can now rent... I'm not making these up. They're these big... egg-shaped, four-wheeled, little open-air contraptions. They're like these little scooter buggy things. Look like giant eggs. And you sit in them and just putt around the city instead because they're safer. Meh. A and there's two seats. No, they're not awesome. There's two seats. They're not awesome. I heard awesome. You're wrong! Here's why. There's two seats. So the guy renting it to me was like, hey, there's an extra seat. You can tool around and like pick up a hot chick. No, I fucking can't. Because I look like a gay wizard right now in my enchanted toadstool. Meh! I will now turn the world pink. Ding!
Those two-seater egg-shaped cars that they rent in San Francisco are pretty fucking lame.
There's one guy that can suck dick, look God in the face, and go, what did you expect me to do? Or, what the boo and bet me boo. There's one man that can say that. Reverend Jim Baker!
Yo, Jake, you there? All right, Alan and Golden, you're on KBIC Radio. Couple open lines. Close 702.
Voice of reason threw him off.
Probably.
Hello, Alan.
Howdy.
Howdy.
I wanted to touch a little bit about Gugliotta.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Now, how did you guys feel about when Gugliotta intercepted that bladder the other day?
I'm sorry, what did you say?
What?
Now?
From Rulon Jones.
What are we talking about here? Tom Gugliotta and Rulon Jones?
Yeah, he intercepted that spleen or something, or
you've left us in the dark. Better give this guy what he's got coming. The real thing.
That is coming.
That's what he had coming.
Goofy. That guy. I tell you, you know what?
Ton of music I don't really want to hear on this iPod.
Hello.
Hello, man.
What?
Of course, everybody.
What?
Biatch.
Oh, my.
What in the baby?
I am free.
What's up, Negroes and Negrets? It's your boy, Warren G. You know what I'm saying? Chilling with the homeboy Mac 10. And we gonna lay a little something down for y'all, let y'all know what time it is, show you how we keeping it real with it.
That's okay. Not right now.
As we grow old, come away as we grow.
Stop the rock. Stop the rock. Stop the rock. Stop the rock. Can't stop the rock. Can't stop the rock.
Didn't they actually use that for The Rock's, like, ring entrance for a while? Am I making that up? It was a while there, they were trying to use all types of popular things. Phase one of a new Cobra mission. Gotta feel in, there's jewels in my tracks. My mind's stuck on ancient artifacts. We gotta all relax, we gotta all think fast. We gotta all enter through broken glass. Blasted out the skylight, tore my pants. I'll hold the bell until the last soldier lands. Disable the alarm, tied up the cars. Smashed out the cameras with a single crowbar. We came this far, and I ain't going back until I get this Egyptian rock in my hands. Sort of key to a spell. It's gonna help unlock a magical smell. Well, it doesn't look that special to me, but it's in my back now, and like that we flee. A mad scientist, we're on our way to meet when my cell phone rings, flying over the sea. Did you get a stone tool of Akhenaten? Of course I did, I can't believe you're asking. How about you, how's Anton? I can't blame tracking. You gotta tell me what happened. I can't believe we're looking for trees in a nice wasteland. I'm under 30 degrees. It's so cold here, you're thoughts to breathe. But we got the shrub, I can't wait to leave. Good, to the lab then. I'm excited to see what's gonna happen. Tell the pilot to step on the gas. I miss Daisy, so let's get back fast.
I like the idea of Cobra from G.I. Joe starting a rap group, but... you know... in practice, it's just not... not really, not so great.
Simplistic. I'm a linguist and can read hieroglyphics. Once I chant the mystic words of the liquid, no man will resist it. I'm gonna wear it to a party. A multimillionaire bachelor, Socrates, Artie's in a sexy dress. I'll offer him wine, but he smells my scent. His mind'll be mine, and it's just a matter of time before the Baroness commits the perfect crime. Going back to his place in his fancy car, he'll be fixing drinks at the living room bar. I'll be fixing to take his debit, master, air miles, Visa, credit cards. It doesn't end there. He's got more to share. The man's a motherfucking zillionaire. Potion doesn't work how we want it. He'll be happy just to have my hands in his pockets. I'll have his eyes coming out, the sockets off, everything coming out. You got it?
I got what? The wrong idea for sure. Matter, I don't like this plan anymore.
Don't worry, babe, it ain't no thing. You know what's all about the Benjamins. Now excuse me, I gotta get out of here. I gotta figure out what I'm going to wear. I gotta strike while the iron's hot. I gotta get to this rich guy's yacht.
Nope. I mean, they wrote a song basically detailing the episode where Cobra made the fucking perfume and used it to seduce the rich guys. It's like, I mean, why not write a rap song about that? Why wouldn't you do that? Really? It's got Moxie.
This is great. This is so exciting for me to be here, and thank you guys. You may or may.
Oh, cool.
Break the walls down. Well, let's talk about it, folks. Pot pies. I saw some people go, holy shit, he didn't. Yeah, I said it, folks. I take on the harder topics in here. Nobody else talked about pot pies, did they? No, they're afraid. They're pussies. Before the show, I said to the big guy, I said to Mike Schmidt, I go, Mike, you can talk about pot pies. He goes, what are you, fucking hungry? We're on an elevated terror alert. I don't dare talk about pot pies. I love pot pies. Let's talk about it, folks. Jerry, number one, you like a pot pie? Love it. Goddamn right you do. Look at that out of the fucking box. We had trouble with you earlier, good hair. You're a little sluggish, but now you're fucking ready to go, and I like it. Boom, you see that, Schmitty? No wasted time with Jerry. Like a pot pie? Love it. Boom, out of the fucking box. What do you like, chicken or beef, Jerry? Chicken, right fucking answer. Good for you. What about you, Jerry, number two? You like a pot pie? Nope. Just beef? Wrong fucking answer. I just told you chicken was the right answer, Jerry. Literally, 14 seconds ago, I said right fucking answer. 2 feet from your head, I went, boom, look at it. I went, right fuck, I made a big scene out of it, Jerry. Beef. Where the hell do you get off beef pot pie? Chicken's the right, god damn it, Jerry. Jerry, what are you thinking? Beef pot pie. Did you hear it, Mike? Beef. What are you playing Family Feud? I told him the right fucking answer. It's not a survey, 100 people survey. Top two answers on the board. Here's a question. Name or type? Pot pie. Beef is up there. You get the money. If not, Jerry, number one, gets a chance to show me back.
That's a really shitty Richard Dawson.
I asked this question last night. I said, what do you like chicken or beef? You know what this son of a bitch said? Turkey. You know what I said to him, Jerry? Go back to Canada, you commie son of a bitch. That's right, folks. USA. Go back up north, you draft dodging cocksucker. That's what I said to this guy, Jerry. This guy that doesn't exist in a show that never happened. I love pot pies, folks. Let's talk about it. Crazy for the pot pie. Pot pies are like soup with a roof. It's like ice fishing. Somebody crack it open, it's hot. And there's no fish. So it's nothing like ice fishing. Think before you speak, Houston.
I took her out, it was a Friday night. I woke alone to get the feeling right. We started making out, and she took off my pants. But then I turned on the TV, and that's about the time she walked away.
Every time I catch this track, it's like the last like 10 seconds of it. Wow, this intersection is still fucked up after all this time.
Pacific. Nothing but punk rock 3 hours by the last Ramon.
Let's go!
Marky Ramon's Punk Rock Blitzkrieg.
Listen to me tomorrow and every Wednesday from now on, exclusively on Faction.
I wonder if it's a bummer to be able to describe yourself as the last Ramon. Fuck this shit. It's the worst fucking, it's one of the worst songs in the world.
To the other side.
Jackson. Joe Jackson going out to one of my favorite listeners, Beth Matthews, out in San Francisco. She just loves singing along to the music. After a few bottles of wine, of course, she likes
of
to
course.
Sing to the jams with Bezos. Not even on Kiss FM, celebrating a full hour of the 80s favorites coming up. Culture Club, Lisa Prince, first representing Vallejo, sound of function. Enjoy.
Piano, because you know,
my mom,
your mom, she
patience, man. You know how it go.
Oh,
mom, yeah. Took so you gonna play this piano, man.
And the funny thing is, my daughter plays piano, she's nice, she's been playing since six, she's 13 now, and she hated it, but I won't let her stop. I'm like, nah, you ain't stop. Well, the reason I won't let her stop is I bought a piano, and the piano's expensive as shit. And I'm like, fuck that, that shit's not, that's not gonna be furniture, you gonna play this shit.
That's where my mom is at.
So, what made you change from being a classical musician to start doing hip hop and all?
Man, you know, I was going to school playing Mozart, mm-hmm. Beethoven. They looking at me like I was crazy. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Especially in Queens. You know, mm-hmm. Queens kid playing that classical wasn't with it. The girls wasn't with it. So I learned, you know, Brian McKnight, Stevie Wonder mm-hmm. records, and I started playing and singing. And the girls came in. So I came to my mom. I was like, look, I'm going to go to college. I'm going to give you that degree.
Uh-huh.
I'm going to give you a bachelor's in music for classical music, and then I'm getting low.
Okay. Well, let's get into the record right now. 877-60-HIP-HOP. Got the homie Josh in the building. And we're going to talk this some more. Let's go.
Tuesday Night Live on Hip Hop Nation.
Much less eventful trip home than it was going in. That's for fucking sure. Have a great Tuesday. Podcast is up and that hoary quick look. I don't know. Check out some stuff. I'll see you later.